And supposedly, Lyle Collins will also start and play. Jason Witten, their longtime Pro Bowl tight end, is their leading receiver at 300 receptions, followed by Beasley with 22. And Joseph Randall continues to lead their team as their outstanding ball carrier, 74 for 289 for 3.8, along with 37 and 4 touchdowns. Their defense is 9th versus the rush, 19th against the pass. They have six sacks going into the first or after the first four games. They had 5 sacks against New England and Tom Brady in their 5th game. Greg Hardy, who recently joined their team, had 2 sacks. Rolando McClain started at middle linebacker, who recently joined their team. Sean Lee, the Will linebacker, Barry Church, Brandon Carr, Morris Claiborne, those are their outstanding players on that side of the ball. Special teams led by Dan Bailey, and their outstanding kicker, and Chris Jones, their outstanding punter. No questions, I'm sure, right? No, I'm not going backwards and discussed last week. I'll save you that one.
Tom, you're playing this team, you know, first half of the season, you already got them a second time. You know, they're in a little bit different situation. They're going down. They got the quarterback. What's your sense of what they are right now?
I think they're going up. I think they played better. You know, even though they lost to New England by that score, there's no question their defensive team played well. It was a very tight game for a long time. New England's defense did an outstanding job. The Cowboys played New England very well, to be honest with you. I thought they lined up and played them, you know, man-to-man, nose-to-nose, and said, I got you, you got me, let's go. And for the most part, did a pretty good job. Now, the Patriots were able to maneuver and got one of their big plays in the second half out of the wheel route, out of the number 3 receiver. I thought it was certainly a good game, entertaining game to watch. So I think their defense has gained a couple of players, and it's going to make them stronger. And their offense, they've obviously decided to make a move at the quarterback position. So other than that, I really don't have any comment.
What kind of change does that have on you guys, the difference in quarterback, and what are you kind of expecting?
Well, we've gone back and done all our homework. You know, Matt had the outstanding year. It was 2008 when Brady went down, and they still won 11 games there in New England with him at quarterback. And so we went back to that. We looked at his preseason stuff as well.
Tom, how do you assess your offensive line? Obviously, you mentioned the Cowboys 5 sacks. I mean,
Well, the other night wasn't our best effort, obviously. That holds true. But you know what? We've got to pick ourselves up and get back on track and recognize the strength of their defensive front, which is a good one, with the addition of a couple of new players. And I think that, you know, hopefully we'll get some of this straightened out. We've certainly got to do a better job of not getting beat on the edge or even getting pushed back into the quarterback's face. Because even with the 3-step drop stuff, the ball, you've got to have time to get the ball out.
Can some of that be a momentum thing?
Sure it is. I hope we can get it going the other way.
Tom, what's Unga's on the list with the neck? And just furthermore, how did you decide the snap distribution there with John and Wani?
Well, they were going to roll. There were 2 sets of linebackers playing that spot, which was primarily, you know, against their zebra team, their 3 wide receiver team. So we just rolled those guys in pretty much throughout the game.
Is that something you've done before? Use like different sets, basically. The way you're
there? I don't know if we've done it exactly that way, but we certainly have rolled players in and out of games.
Is it something you intend to do?
Based on the opposition, we'll see what we come up with this week.
And the neck injury for Wani?
Yeah, I don't think they made much of that. I think he a burner type thing, and hopefully he's not going to be bothered by that.
Where's Devon Kennard and his? How's he doing?
He's going to practice. Yeah, he's going to be limited, but he will practice, and we'll see how it goes throughout the course of the week.
What about Casillas? I know he had the neck issue in the preseason.
Well, we hope to see progress every day, and we'll find out more about that as I get the report this morning.
But he's not practicing, or he is?
I expect him to practice.
Tim, you talked a little bit, I think, yesterday about your team not handling adversity well and not being able to overcome, you know, things that happened during the game. How do you get them to?
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, all you can do is go right back to it. We really have been a group that has, as a team, when adversity has struck, we've battled our way through it. I mean, we've done that. And why the other day it became an obstacle, very difficult for us to say. But we'll go right back to philosophically and hammer home, as I told you, this group has identified themselves. And if that's true, what they said about what they wanted for their identity, it was a little bit off the other night in one regard, and that was the offensive side of the ball.
How about Robert Ayers? Last week
he's going to practice. We'll see.
Is he a little better than he was?
Hopefully. He's had extra time.
How did Odell and Ruben come out of the game with their hamstrings?
They were sore.
Are they going to practice today?
I'm not sure about that yet.
Where does the JPP situation stand?
I wish I knew. As soon as I have information, I'll let you know.
Is he coming in today?
Not that I know of.
Beatty practicing at all? Do anything today?
Beatty is starting his on the clock, and he's going to begin, as I said the other day, very slowly. Individual work.
And then you have 3 weeks from now, I guess.
Three weeks. Anything else?
Well,
thank you.